One place in the U.S. where Iraqis have been resettling for many years is El Cajon, California. The San Diego suburb has welcomed Iraqis since the 1950s. More than 23,000, mainly Christians, have resettled there just since 2003 and the start of the Iraq War. The new arrivals have built a community of businesses and churches known locally as Little Baghdad. And these days, the hot topic in that community is what's happening to Christians in Mosul. The northern Iraqi city is now under the control of the Sunni extremist group ISIS, and as Valerie Hamilton reports, Iraqis in El Cajon are worried.
Just down the road from the Chaldean Christian Cathedral, Iraqis gather at the outdoor tables of a cafe, sharing news and a game of backgammon in the shade of the palms. It feels like the Middle East, but the cafe is actually a Starbucks. This is Southern California, after all. Today, everyone's thoughts here are on Mosul.
500,000 people in Mosul, Christian, he leave. To my cousin, house, car, money, everything, no. He walk.
This backgammon player didn't want to give his name. None of them did. They said they don't trust the U.S. government. But they wanted to intervene, to do something, anything, to stop ISIS.
It's the government and the power of USA to stop them. We are supporting them by supporting them and doing nothing to them.
At another table, I meet Ashraf Abdulahad. He's a Chaldean Christian, born and raised in Mosul, but he came to San Diego as a refugee 6 years ago. He tells me that last week, ISIS fighters in Mosul seized his family's home.
They opened the houses, they broke the doors, they broke the windows, they put their flag on each house, they took it.
ISIS marked Christian houses with an N for an Arabic slur for Christian. Abdulahad learned about it on email and Facebook. Friends were robbed of money, wedding rings, even baby diapers as they rushed to get out of town. His parents were visiting him in the U.S. when ISIS took over, he says. They want to go home, but there's nowhere safe for them to go.
I lose house over there. My dad, he lose his house over there. I lose everything over there. So I don't want to lose my family, too.
Sitting here, sipping coffee outside a California mall, all of this is hard to really grasp. So Abdulahad points at an SUV looking for parking.
Imagine if you drive right now car, and then I come, I have a gun, I tell you, you are Christian, get out from here. I take your car, I take your money, and then if you come back again, I will kill you for sure. They killed a lot. They killed a lot of people from us.
ISIS took control of Mosul in June, and soon after, they started torching churches and destroying ancient shrines. When the attacks on Christians began, Bawai Soro, the Chaldean bishop in El Cajon, was at a religious conference near Mosul. Now, he says, an ISIS ultimatum has Christians there facing a devastating choice.
They gave them three options, either to flee or to convert, basically. And if they decide to be in between, they have to pay an outrageous jizya or tax, religious tax, basically surrendering everything they have.
Soro says that Mosul has a special significance for Chaldean Christians. They've been practicing their faith there for nearly 2,000 years. Now, they're gone.
After the first wave of fleeing people, there were only 150 families left. I think now there's maybe like 10, 15 families left from 4,000 families.
Iraqi community leaders in El Cajon are pushing Congress to help Christians and other religious minorities in Iraq. Community spokesman Mark Arabo went to Washington last month to plead their case.
We want to put more pressure to the State Department because Christianity in Mosul is dead.
A congressional resolution he helped write asks the U.S. to negotiate safe passage out of Iraq for displaced minorities and to ease visa rules to allow more of them to find refuge in the U.S. But he says Congress is slow and ISIS is moving fast. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, El Cajon, California.